There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. 2021 to 2022 has witnessed just over 350 anti-Semitic, anti-Israel incidents throughout United States college campuses. And the Anti-Defamation League, ADL, has also noted that this is on the increase, which is seriously impacting on Jewish students. Lately, there have been incidents of anti-Israel and anti-Semitic incidents on U.S. campuses during the Jewish holiday season, such as George Washington University, where anti-Israel demonstrations called for an intifada during the Sukkot holiday. And elsewhere, swastikas appeared at Ithaca College, the University of North Florida, American University, and California State University in Sacramento. New York City's public university system has vowed to counter anti-Semitism on campuses amidst widespread harassment of Jewish students and a high-pressure campaign from Jewish advocates. As Kanye West continues to justify his recent anti-Semitic statements, his bank, JP Morgan Chase, which has also fallen victim to such remarks, has decided to part ways with the performer, advising him to take his financial interests elsewhere. Renowned for controversial statements and following a controversial interview on Wednesday, West has declared that he will not retract or apologize for any anti-Semitic comments he made, adding that he's happy that he crossed that line by calling someone out for bad business and then questioned why it is then considered anti-Semitic. A number of brands have also broken ties with West, including Adidas. West has been involved in a number of controversial incidents in recent weeks, making several anti-Semitic comments both on social media and during interviews, and has confirmed that he will deliver a detailed statement soon on latest developments. Renewable clean energy is what the world needs to rapidly introduce amidst times of pollution and climate change affecting millions globally. And what generates this power must also be clean and orderly to operate for maximum and efficient delivery. A startup company in Israel, AirTouch Solar, is leading the way in this field of expertise and has recently signed a long-term agreement with India's Avaada Group to maintain its solar modules using its robotic cleaning solutions. The 25-year agreement oversees Avaada solar farm operations and also intends to expand into Indian markets. AirTouch Solar Robots dry clean solar panels, which reduces its reliance on water, thus saving on it and reducing operational costs if water is used. It is a faster time-saving method, which can be done frequently, and in doing so, maximizes solar power generation and output as India aims to achieve 500 gigawatts of renewable power by 2030. Golf courses provide the perfect platforms for networking and business deals, no matter what time or place. And as tourism in Israel continues to boom, the country is looking at adding new greens to its desert landscape around the southern resort town of Eilat, which will add to Israel's only 18-hole golf course in Caesarea. The project will also involve a 560-room hotel complex, shopping malls, housing and commercial areas, and provision for a golf academy. Based on successful desert-type golf courses such as those in California, Nevada, and Arizona, the tourism industry and lands of Israel believes that this new venture will not only draw visitors both locally and abroad, but also position Eilat as a unique golf resort with a great business potential, something that Israeli startup companies, which are rapidly increasing, can also greatly benefit from. Israel is aiming for 10 million tourists per annum by 2030, with golf as an added incentive to visit the country. And with the Football World Cup kicking off next month in Qatar, a prominent Qatari sheikh, in an act of solidarity, has called for a normalization of ties between Qatar and Israel based on the country's ongoing non-recognition of the Jewish state. He made these remarks during a recent interview when unveiling a 3-meter-high replica of the iconic Mondial Cup in honor of the forthcoming event, which will celebrate the first time that the World Cup will be held in an Asian country. He went on to say that the World Cup greeting of welcome to Doha applies to Israel as well as everyone looking forward to attending the event, adding that this is their country too and will be regarded as brothers. Thousands of Israeli fans are expected in Qatar for the World Cup despite security concerns, and senior Israeli officials are currently in Qatar to discuss such concerns and other matters particularly concerning Jewish tourists. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.